After her training was complete, she'd acted as support on three missions, two where Witt was the lead, and another where Richard Dyson, an experienced Nazi exterminator and since retired, had completed the final act. Her first mission in the lead had involved an elderly Austrian living in Asia who'd helped Hitler kill hundreds of thousands of people simply because they worshipped under the Star of David. She'd gotten into his circle by becoming a nanny to his young wife's child. The monster had been married 5 times. He had enough wealth obtained through the theft of antiquities during the war that he could keep divorcing and remarrying and still live in great luxury. They had 1 child, a 5-year-old boy, conceived through artificial insemination using donated sperm. Reggie suspected that the old Nazi had selected the sperm donor based on the color of his skin, hair, and height, namely white, blonde, and tall. She'd worked with them for 1 month, and in that time the husband had made a 6 passes at her. From what he'd told her, once while he was in a drunken stupor, she could easily become wife number 6 if she played her cards right. One night, she came by prearrangement to visit him in his bedroom. By his choice, he and his wife kept separate boudoirs. He was again drunk and easily handled by Reggie. When he was tightly bound and his mouth gagged, she pulled the pictures from a hiding place and showed him the faces of some of his victims, a strict requirement of all missions. At the end of their lives, the monsters had to know that justice had finally caught up with them. The fear he showed had amused her at first, but when the time came to finish the job, Reggie had hesitated. She'd never told anyone this. Not Witt, and certainly not the professor. Her encouraging words to Dominic had also left out this piece of personal history. The monster had looked at her with pleading eyes. His gaze begged her not to do it. During her training, she'd been told that this moment would come, and she'd also been instructed that no training in the world could fully prepare her for it. And they'd been right. Her resolve seemed to pour out of her with each tear shed by what was now a harmless old man. As she lowered the knife, she saw the relief in his eyes. She could just say that her cover had been blown and the mission was a failure. No one would ever know. There were 2 things that prevented that from happening. One was the mocking sneer that emerged in the man's eyes as he saw her weaken. The second was the picture of Daniel Abramowitz, age 2, with a bullet hole in his small head. The photo had come from the monster's own archives, which he lovingly assembled over the years he ran the camp. She had plunged the knife into his chest until the hilt smacked his sternum. She gave the blade first an upward and then downward jerk, and performed the same motion horizontally, severing arteries and destroying heart chambers, as she'd been taught to do. The snare was gone from the old man now. For 1 long second, while life still remained, she saw in his countenance hatred, fear, rage, fear again, and then simply the flat, glassy stare of death. "May God understand why I do this," she whispered, the words that had become a ritual for her at the end of each mission. Reggie had never hesitated again.